Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Bread of Life for Reverend Ray. Amen. On When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. Our topic today will be Watch and Pray season. Probably should be Watch and Prayer season. Amen. But I'm glad to be with you today on this Sunday. Amen. The first Sunday of the month of May. God has brought us through April. Amen. So we're grateful and thankful. I believe that I have Reverend Robin with us, joining us today. Reverend Robin, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Bless the Lord. He has definitely brought us through April, and we trust he's going to take us all the way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I'm excited with Robin. I'm always excited when Reverend Robin was with me, you know. Something about my cousin, you know, being with me on the broadcast. You know. So I thank God for her and the things that God is doing in her life. And I'll always continue to keep her and her family in prayer. With all that's going on in the world, there is so much that's going on in the world, you know, with the virus and panic and with the stock market, with jobs. And even I heard there's a food, maybe a food shortage coming down the pike and everything. And states opening up the states again, and just one thing after another. And Reverend Robin and I think it was a couple of weeks ago, have been preaching keeping hope, amen, and stuff. So we're going to continue on that in a way, but we want to talk about watch and praying, the watch and pray. And amen. But before we get that, Robin, again, I want to thank you for joining me, to being a part of this team, amen, and for what you bring to the table. And I thank you again, as always. Amen.
Thank you for asking. Bless the Lord.
Amen. So real quick, I want to do a couple quick announcements, and then I want to go into prayer, and then we'll go from there. Amen. I want to remind you of His Abounding Grace. Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Friends is Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray, and I should say Friends, too, to add that part to it, is usually the first Sunday and the third Sunday of the month. Amen. At 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. In fact, there's a broadcast coming up this Monday at 7 p.m. Amen. The Bold and the Beautiful Reverend Navita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Kamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleopas Malone, Tyrone Rose, Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is a free conference call. It's 712-770-5505. Amen. And for some odd reason, I didn't copy the access code. What is wrong with me? But anyway, that's the number. Amen. And we'll give you the access code later. Amen. I want to encourage you, as always, go and check out WhenChristianSpeak.com. We have a lot of information about the different hosts there. I mean, we also have a platform where we have partnered with Amazon.com and some other places where you can buy books and all kinds of stuff there. Amen. We also have a donation page. If you desire to sow a seed or donation to the ministry, you can do that by going there. We are listed as a 501c3 company, so whatever donation you give to us is tax deductible. Amen? Amen. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started on this Bread of Life segment with myself and Reverend Robin. Watch and pray. It's a season for watching and praying. Amen. Father God, we come today to give you thanks. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for keeping us through the month of April and bringing us to the fresh month of May 2020, a month and a day that we have never ever seen before. So we give it to you right now and we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come have your way. You set the atmosphere, God, the things that need to take place for this month, God. You continue to bring us closer and closer and closer to you, God. You take away every sin and thought and deed, God, that goes contrary to your will for us. We pray today, God, that we reach and speak to the masses today, Lord Jesus, that somebody may be healed, someone may be delivered, someone may be saved, someone may have their hope restored, someone, God, may have miracles taking place in their life, God, not because we are doing it, because of your grace and your mercy, because of your great grace and your great mercy. Lord Jesus, we're praying for our brothers and sisters today all across the world, Lord Jesus, that you would come and see about them. We pray today for the backslider, that you would come and even knock on their door. We pray for every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, every teacher. Lord Jesus, there is, God, all throughout the world, God, that there'll be a stirring up in them, Lord Jesus, that they might cry and come back unto you, Lord Jesus. They might do right by you, God. They might seek more after you, God. We pray for a great revival, an awakening to take place in this world that we live in, that seems like hope is God. But we know in whom we believe and we trust in you. We pray today, Lord Jesus, that you will allow your Holy Spirit to go to the north and from the south and to the east and to the west, and to continue, Lord Jesus, to shake us up out of our slumber and to remind us, Lord Jesus, of the great price that you paid for us on the cross. Again, God, that we get this broadcast to you, we pray that you will come, and you set the tone. You set the atmosphere. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, if you have a desire to call into the broadcast, you can do so by calling 646-478-0660. We'd definitely love to hear from you. Amen. We posted this on all the social media sites. We've already posted the social media sites. You can listen that way too. Don't forget, you can listen to iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Spotify, I think I'm saying it right, and a couple other iTunes. There's a couple other different platforms that out there. Amen. But I really want to get into this, Reverend Robin, because I came across this, I think it was the other night, about watching and praying, and I was in a deep sleep, sleeping hard, man, and I began to dream. And one of the things that I dreamt I was in this huge church setting, and it was people from all different colors and nationalities there, and they was all have a desire to worship God, to praise God, and the church itself was huge, you know. It was so huge that it looked like a huge auditorium, even bigger than that. And everything. And there was no preaching or anything like that going on. People just there worship and everything. And I saw some family members, saw my mom and a couple other people that was in this dream, and they all was worshiping and everything. And it looked like they was about to play a movie as part of the worship experience and everything. And I didn't get a chance. So my mom went and sat down because she had a specific place that she wanted to sit, and I had mine, you know, and everything like that. So we sitting down watching the movie, and we are still worshiping and praising God. And all of a sudden, there were some people that looked at me differently because I didn't praise God the way that they thought that I should praise God. I didn't pray the way that they thought that I should pray. I didn't worship God the way that they thought I should worship. And so they came up to try to give me instructions that I might worship the same way that they do, you know, and stuff like that. My hallelujah wasn't like their hallelujahs, you know. My amen was still an amen, but it wasn't like that. And so because of that, they looked at me differently. And I wondered about that. I said, why are you judging me and thinking that my relationship with Christ is not as real as you because I don't say amen the way you do? And I was really bothered by that. And the more that I spoke and tried to tell them that, look, I'm no faith, okay, the more they spoke out in so many words against me. But one of the things that took place, I began in a dream to prophesy to them, okay? I began to prophesy to them and everything because I began to believe that they were looking and watching the wrong thing. And I remember everything I said, but one of the things that came to me and to them and to myself, I believe, and the Holy Spirit was saying, watch and pray. You know, then watch and pray, then because there were so many distractions that are going on, you're distracted from things that are not really important versus then the things that are important to God. So you're watching and you're praying. You're watching and praying. And I said it over and over again many times, and I began to, in the dream and the way, I began to go to individuals and then prophesy. But I always come back to that main thing, that we are in a season of watching and praying, you know, not always reacting to what people or things or situation going on, but we're watching and we're praying. We're watching with our eye gate, you know, we're watching and listening with our ear gate, you know, we're watching anything and everything as they come, as they behold, because a lot of times, and I had talked about this a while back, Reverend Robert, a lot of times things are happening that are only distractions for the people of God. They're distracting to get us off post and stuff like that, so we may go in a different direction of what God has called us to be. You know, and that's a very dangerous place to be in, because that's what the enemy do. He wants to distract us, you know. He wants to distract us. He wants us to worry. He wants us to fret. He wants us to be fearful. He wants us to be all those things and above. But that's a subject for another day. But I really want to get into the watching and pray. Okay. So one of the things I did when I did some research over the last couple of days, because I think the dream was on a Wednesday, and I immediately got up and began to start writing, you know, not only about the dream, but to research scriptures about watching and praying. And I couldn't put it down for at least 2 to 3 hours, man. I just had to stay at it. So I was writing and putting scriptures together about watching and praying, because I wanted to go and do something, but it wouldn't let me. I couldn't. I wanted to get it down on paper. You know, I wanted to get it down on the thoughts there. So one of the things I have is that to watch and pray means to be awake or on guard. You know, all our waking hours so that we can see when sin is at the door designed to entrap us. I didn't write that, someone else that wrote that, but basically we are on watch, we are on guard, we are on duty, we're being observant. I never like to be alert, you know, or to be observant, you know, to remain spiritually diligent. You know, in other words, I'm staying on the course. I'm staying focused in everything. I'm praying, you know, but I'm watching at the same time. One of the scriptures that I looked at, actually, was coming out of, let me see if I can go to it real quick. It was coming out of, I got so many, I got that too. But actually, it was coming out of the Genesis chapter 7, verses 4 and through 7. And it said, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. And this is a situation where Gideon was about to go up and fight against his enemy. And God told him that he had too many people and everything. So God was giving instructions to Gideon, amen, to narrow it down, because if the people went up and everything, they would have thought, and I'm just paraphrasing, just saying, you know how sometimes we think we did a thing, in reality, it was God that did a thing, that did a miracle, that worked it out in our favor. But anyway, the Lord said to Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee. Be there. In other words, God is giving instructions again. He's going, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to pick your army. I'm going to tell you who you need to be with. I'm going to choose who you should be around. Amen. It says, this shall go with thee, and the same shall go with thee. Amen. It says, and whoever say, I say unto you. In other words, when I tell you who's going to go with you, make sure those are the ones that go with you. So he brought them down, the people, unto the water. And the Lord said to Gideon, every man that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lap, him should thou set by himself. Likewise, every man, one that bowed down upon his knees to drink, and everything. In other words, they should be set by themselves. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300. But all the rest of the people bowed down unto their knees to drink the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thy hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto himself. These people, when my picture, my image of these men lapping like a dog, the water up and stuff like that, they were able to keep their head up and to see exactly their surroundings. There was a watch. They had to be alert just in case the enemies was nearby. And when I understood that picture of it, that's the watch picture that what God wanted. So even with all the stuff that's going on, we should be watching. You know, we shouldn't have our head buried in anything. You know, we shouldn't have our head buried in our job that we used to have, or whether we have food or whatever, but we should be watching. You know, and the thing that I liked about that particular scripture is that both groups of men were thirsty. Both groups of men needed that water as a substance of life and everything. But there was 300 that did it differently. There were 300 that decided, yeah, I'm not going to bury my head. I might be thirsty as I would get out, but I'm not going to bury my head in the water and stuff like that. But I'm going to just put it to my mouth and be alert about the surrounding, what's going on in my areas and that kind of thing. And that's what God is calling us to do even more. So that's another one of the scriptures that spoke to me. Another one, amen, when I was thinking about that, when you're talking about being observant or being spiritually vigilant. And I always think about Philippians chapter 4, verses 8. You know, that when you're spiritually vigilant or you're being observant, it says, finally, brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, and whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things have a good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate or think on these things, okay? It says, and that's coming out in Philippians 4 and 8. And I began to think about those things as far as us when we're watching and we're praying. We're not, listen, we're in prayer mode and we're in watching mode. You know, the enemy can't sneak up against us, you know? It's the Holy Spirit that's allowing us to see things that we normally wouldn't see if we're just going by our daily. That's why the Bible talks about in Luke chapter 18. And verse 1, Jesus said, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. So we should be in constant prayer mode. You know, everywhere we go, in our jobs, in our homes, we should be in constant prayer mode, watching and seeing what's coming down the pipe. You know, so some things won't be revealed or they'll be partially revealed, but God will give you just enough to let you know, look, no, I need you to go left and not right, or I need you to go right and not left, because that's what he do. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So we want to make sure that everything that we're doing is ordered by the Lord. Ordered by the Lord. I want to talk about watching and praying. That not only is it for us to watch, but remember in the beginning I spoke to you, is that so that we won't fall for the snares of the enemy. You know, in other words, we should be able to see things coming at us that will take us out and stuff like that, will cause us to sin, that will cause us to turn around and go in the opposite direction that God is going. So he sends warning signs, shots across the bow, so to speak, to let us know. Amen. Amen. In Luke chapter 21, verses 6, and we can go back to Luke chapter 1 a little bit, it says, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass to stand before the Son of Man. Okay? So why he said, watch therefore. Then Luke 21, if you really turn in your Bibles there, it's a, let me see if I can go right to it. It's similar, if I'm not mistaken, as Mark. Amen. And everything. But we have to be careful. There are things coming down the pipe. we have to be watchful. There are people in high powers and people in high places and everything that are making decisions that's going to affect us. And we have to be wise. We have to be watching. But more than all of that, we have to be in constant prayer. Because the enemy is trying to deceive us. You know, he's trying to get us to take down. He's trying us to get to take the mark of the beast, whatever you want to call it. That's his task. He's trying to get us to fall. You know, he's trying his best as believers to get us to go in the opposite direction as that Christ wants us to go, that God has appointed for us to go. So there's a warfare that's going on. And part of that warfare is understanding the concept of watching and prayer. I remember being in the army and, you know, on guard duty and everything, and we didn't do a lot of prayer, oh God, we did a lot of watching. You know, and somebody come by to you in the, while you're in the foxhole and everything, and say it didn't say the password. You know, it would be like crazy to take place. You know, technically speaking, you had the right to shoot anyone that didn't come, didn't have the right password. So it's important about watching. But you not only watch on God and stuff for yourself, but there were people behind you that may have been sleeping or may have been going through that, but you were responsible for it. The Bible talks about, also talks about us watchmen and everything. Let me see if I can find that scripture too. Okay. Amen. The Bible also talks about watchmen. Oh, yeah, here it is. Ezekiel 33:7 says, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them from me. Okay, he said, you should warn them from me, warn them for me and everything. You know, so not only we are to watch and pray, you know, but in some cases, especially as pastors or bishops or people in leadership, we have a responsibility to warn people what's coming down the pipe. We have a responsibility to warn them of what the enemy is trying to do. You know, I love the pastors that have the gift of operating in the gifts of prophecy, amen, to discuss and to warn people what we should be doing and same thing. Okay? Another scripture that's coming out of Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 to 21. Again, it talks about the watchman. Remember, I say watching in prayer. You know, it says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word in my mouth and give them warning. So the idea of watching and prayer, amen, it's not only for us, but it's also a warning. Look, this is coming. The enemy is coming. Watchmen will say, hey, look, I see the enemy coming over the hills, and will sound the alarm. Okay, remember I talked about watching being to watch and pray being alert or sound the alarm. This is an example right here that someone needs to be sounding the alarm. That trouble is coming, trials and tribulation is already here. And this is Jesus is the only way that we're gonna get through it. Jesus is the only way that we're gonna pass through it. He said, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word in my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou giving him not the warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life. The same wicked man should die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. He said, yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, he should die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. He said, thou hast delivered your soul. You did, in other words, you did your part. He said, again, when a righteous man doth turn from his unrighteousness and commit iniquity and I lay a stumbling block before him, he should die. But because thou hast given him warning, he should die in his sins. And his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, and that the righteous man sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. So it's important, man, especially as leadership and everything, that we are constantly in the beating of watching and praying and listening to what the Holy Spirit is speaking. Because even in the midst of all this kind of virus and all that kind of stuff, even in the midst of the shutdown of the whole world, basically, you know, God is still speaking. He's speaking to us. The question, because for us and for many of us, are we listening? Are we hearing what God is saying? you know, or have we, are we so caught up in the worldly so much to the point that we don't hear when the voice of God is speaking? We don't hear the angels, you know, and everything coming by and giving us little nuggets. We don't hear Jesus knocking at the door, you know, and everything. We don't hear those things because we're distracted by the many deaths that are going on. And they're tragically so, but we're distracted by the death count numbers and the amount of people that are ill and sick and everything. But God is speaking. One of the things that they do not talk about when they talk about the virus, they don't talk about how many people have come through it that are killed, you know, that are fine. They never talk that much about it. They talk about how many people went to the hospital and how many died. But what about the miracles of those that are still in the land of the living? It's happening. It's happening and everything. So our focus and the things that we think about cannot be the same. Let's see. Well, Reverend Robin, you got anything to add? Are you okay?
Bless God. I'm being blessed by the words that are coming forth.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to, I want to do this real quick. Amen. This is coming out of Matthew chapter 26, verses 36. Amen. Starting in verse 36. And this is what it says. Then cometh Jesus with him unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. See, we're talking about watching and praying. You know, watching and praying is more than watching with your eye gate. It's more than that. See, these are different examples of watching and praying. Remember, I talked about it. It could be a warning. Or it could be to strengthen your brother. It could be different things, you know. But to understand the basic thing is that Jesus wants us to watch and pray. He wants us to be alert. You know, he wants us to have this, not just any kind of wisdom, but a spiritual wisdom to see things that are going on that normal eye can't see. The spiritual eye can see, but the naked eye can't see it on its own. So it says, then coming Jesus to them unto a place called Gethsemane and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with them Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. This is just when he's gone to the cross and he's gone through this agony. But we're going to read on. Amen. Verse 30 says, then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. He said, tarry he here and watch with me. You know, he told them, like, wait for me. In other words, stay here and watch with me. I don't want to. There are some places and some periods of time that you can't watch alone. Okay, that you need others to undergird you or to interlink with you or to intercede or to encourage you because you can't watch alone. It's too much for you to watch alone, no matter what the situation, because you're not alone. Okay, the thing is that we need to understand that we're not alone. Verse 39 says, he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. And I always wonder about that scripture because there's not a pause that in between. They say, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. And then it says, it's a hyphen. The writer put in a hyphen there. It says, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. You know, so I don't know the time frame. Did he say it like right away? Not in mind. But did he say it real? Just curiosity thing. But let me read on, okay? It says, 46, and he come unto the disciples and finding them sleeping and said unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me for 1 hour? He said, then this was verse 41, the scriptures I want to look at really. He said, watch and pray that you enter not in temptation. Then he said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He said, watch and pray. Why? Because he knew what was coming down the pipe. He even knew how the disciples would happen. He knew that Peter would cut out the ear. So sometimes without watching it in his prayer, not only is a warning, but it's a statement for us that we won't enter temptation. It's to prevent us from going into a place or to a situation or to a house that we have no business in. It's like going in to the liquor house and getting liquor when I'm not even supposed to be there from the start, you know? You know, I know there used to be people used to say, well, I go to the liquor house or the clubhouse, probably a better idea. and stuff that I can win souls and everything. It takes a very special anointing to go into those kind of places. And you better be sure that God has anointed, appointed, and called to be in it. Otherwise, you allow yourself to walk in the midst of some form of temptation. So he said, watch and pray. Yeah, he said, watch and pray that you enter not temptation. Then he said, the Spirit indeed is willing. They had the desire to do it, what was right. You know, they wanted to do what was right, man. They wanted to stay up and watch and pray with Jesus, but the flesh itself was weak. That's why there's a constant battle between the flesh and the Spirit, you know. It's a constant battle between the flesh and the Spirit. The Spirit, the one that believes in Jesus, wants to do what is right. But the flesh, man, that's a scripture that I think it was Paul said, Robert, you can help me with this. It says that the good I do, I should do, I don't. And what do you remember?
Yes,
what that scripture was?
In Romans. Do you want me to read that scripture for you, or
real quick, if you can find it real quick, But it's important. You got it?
Go ahead, I'll find it. Let me just pull it up.
Okay, but it's important that we realize that this is a spiritual warfare that we have, and you know what the spiritual warfare is not just in our little private circle, you know, but it's all around us. You know, but if I'm in warfare and Robin's in warfare and sister Joan is in warfare and my mom is in warfare and we are connected, man, that's some power of warfare prayer that's going on at that time. So there's a connection, a responsibility that we have to do and stuff to even combat the enemy and things that we can't even see, things that's coming in the pack that we have not even have a clue. Don't even have a clue. Do you have it yet, Reverend Ron?
Yes, I have it.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to begin at 18, okay?
Okay.
It says, this is Romans 7, beginning at 18. It says, for I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For that good that I would do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
Mm. You see what I'm saying? It's the sin that dwells in us. But wait a minute. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So what does that mean? That means that even in the watching and the praying, that we got somebody that we can turn to. We don't have to do this all alone. I don't have to be self-righteous. I don't have to say that I did it, you know, because I went on this great fast. And no, I can rely on the Holy Spirit. I turn to the hills. The Bible says, I look to the hills, and which comes from my help? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from Him. My help comes from Jesus Christ. So that even when I'm weak, I'm made strong. I am not the same. I'm made strong, but because I can do that, you know, then that understanding of watching and praying coming to full bloom. I'm watching and I'm praying. I'm watching and praying not only for myself, but for my brothers and my sister. I'm watching and praying, you know, for my church leaders. I'm watching and praying, and I'm interceding on the other half of the church. I'm interceding on the half of people that's in my house that haven't even come into the house to know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior yet. I'm watching and praying, you know. I'm asking God to show me His instructions, show me the directions I should go, show me what to say and everything. I'm watching and praying. This is very important for us in this day and time that we live. Look, I'm not judging. You know, remember I talked about the dreaming? I'm not judging anybody because they don't worship and pray. They don't look like me. I don't say amen the way that I do. I'm not doing all of that and everything. But I'm looking at for the fellowship in Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible talks about you try the Spirit by the Spirit, you would know the Spirit. I think I'm saying, once you know the Spirit, try the Spirit by the Spirit. That's how we know. You know, you begin to see the outcome or the fruits of their labor. That's how they know. If they speak any other gospel other than Jesus Christ, that you're going to know that too. You're going to know that too. In another gospel other than Jesus Christ was born and died, and He is the Son of the living God. God, you know they're speaking something else. But they might not worship the same way they do. In fact, I know a different religion don't worship the same way I do. I know. They speak totally different language, and the whole relationship with Christ is totally different. But if you, when you watch it and you pray, the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal those things to you. Amen. He began to reveal your things. I want to continue on. Amen. It says, watch and verse Matthew 26, verse 41. It says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation, that the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Okay. It says, he went away again a second time and prayed, saying, oh, Father, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me. Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Said it again. Verse 43 says, he came and found him asleep again. And for their eyes was very heavy. Again, to go back to the spirit being willing, but the flesh is weak. There's no good thing that's in his flesh. Nothing. The flesh in itself can't do anything, you know. But the spirit of God in us, that's the strength right there. You know, that's the strength that will keep us from all in danger. Amen. Okay. And he left them. He came and found them sleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Verse 44 says that he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then come he into the disciples and say to them, sleep on now, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand and do betray us. You know, sometime in the midst of our watching and praying, there may be some betrayal coming down the pipe. There may be some betrayal that's coming back down the pipe. But because we're in watch mode and because we're in prayer mode, it's that we are prepared and ready for whatever betrayal that the enemy has for us, whatever they might be. It could be, don't necessarily have to be family. It could be job. It could be anything. You know, there are people that will throw you under the bus real quick and wouldn't even miss a beat, wouldn't even blink an eye and think another way, because they feel like, hey, it was better you than me to get thrown down, you know, or lose a job or whatever. But that's why I'll be constantly watching prayer mode, you know, but the enemy and his devices and everything, and for our brothers and our sisters. Amen. I want to read Colossians chapter 4, verses 1, amen, and 2. It says, masters, give unto your servant that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watching and saying with thanksgiving. You know, that goes for people that's in leadership, you know. That we have to be even in constant prayer and watching even for the people that's underneath us. See, this is all across the board. Amen. This is from 1 Peter chapter 4, amen, verses 6. It says, for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men, but live according to God in the spirit. Men in the flesh, there's the word, but God in the, according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. You know, be mindful, be smart, be alert, pay attention, you know, be on guard, you know, all those things. And watch unto prayer. You know, they're going, the watching and the prayer are interchangeable. You're doing them both at the same time, you know. There are people that are able to pray, you know, and everything, but there should be some spiritual watching going on too, you know. Because what God believes during that time, even in the midst of prayer and everything, is that God will begin to reveal things that you need to know about. Remember I talked about the alarms, the alerts, and the warnings, and all those came to come through because of your prayer. And you put add watching to that. You know, when I picture someone watching, I always think, but they, like, they, again, about Gideon's army and the men drinking the water and stuff like that. But their kid is constantly moving back and forth. They're watching everything. You know, I remember, I'm almost out of time, Reverend Robin, but I remember being in the old church, in my mom's church, and many, many thousands of years ago, many, many years ago, it seems like. Amen. And there was always those old mothers, boy. And they'd be watching every single thing you do. You know, if you put gum in your mouth, and they're praying there. Don't get me wrong, they're praying and they're worshiping God. But their eyes are wide open, man. They see everything, you know. They see everything, Robert. They like, look, I saw you put that gum in your mouth. Take that gum out. Don't be going to sleep in church. Wake up, you know. And see, and they didn't have an issue of coming to us as young people, young ladies and young men, and tap us on the shoulders like, you need to get up, you know. And I think that's even missing today, that those that are known, of those that know the word of God and everything, they don't tap on the shoulder. Hey, look, I'm like, Robert, I'm going to get in trouble right here. That dress you got on is too short.
Yeah, you are.
That dress you got on is too short, you know. And you should be sitting in the pulpit with that dress on. And so, but that's missing to be missing, you know. And they're still watching and they're praying, but and they see, I'm saying, they're observing and they're seeing all things, you know. And also they would have a problem if that you had on a dress or whatever, they come and put a blanket, look like a blanket, over top of you and everything like that. And they did it. The thing that I liked about it, at that time, they did it out of love. They did it out of love. They were, I mean, I don't know about some of them probably were just, I don't know, but grumpy. I don't know. But the ones that I know about, they did it out of love. There was no judgment. I'm like, that. Like, no, we need to cover you up a little bit and stuff like that. But they were watching gum, like, again, go back to gum, anything like that, candy. Snacks. There was no snacks in church. I'm getting in trouble for that one too. There was no snacks in church. No, not especially in the sanctuary. There was no eating, period, in the sanctuary. The only time you ate in the sanctuary and stuff like that is for the Lord's Supper. That was it. When you had some juice and some crackers. That was it. You know? That was it. But they were constantly watching everything. They was in tune to what was going on with the Spirit of God and everything. But they also was tuned to what people was doing all around them. And anything that was a distraction, they shut it down right away. And they shut it down right away. Even if it was someone with testimony, and if it was a distraction from the Holy Spirit of what God wanted to do, it got shut down right from the start. Got shut down and everything. And that's why we have to be not... You know, I can't seem to be like them, but we have to be in a mode of watching and praying everything, every day. You know, one of the things that when I researched this is that they talked about being on guard. You know, when I think about being on guard, and I gave example in the arm of being on guard, there's no sleeping involved with being on guard. There's no rest of being on guard. When you're watching and praying, you're on duty 24/7. You're on duty 24/7, man. Even when you sleep, the Holy Spirit will wake you up and say, I need you at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I need you to get on your face and pray. You know, there's some things that are going on behind the scenes that tomorrow you're going to need this hour or this half hour or whatever. You're going to need this time because you prayed. You're going to need this time, okay? You're going to need this prayer time. Where am I going there?
Reverend Ray, I'd like to interject something with regard to Scripture reference, Matthew 26, 41. And it's interesting that you sometimes have to read the counterpart in the other Gospels.
Right,
because
right.
Read this same portion in Luke 22. I'm going to begin at verse, I'll start with 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And it says in 43, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And we look at this, and this angel is not mentioned in Matthew, the 26th version, that portion
of it.
I mean, but that is a benefit of praying.
Of praying.
In prayer,
Amen.
You will, as Reverend Ray is, and it will strengthen you for what is to come. You know, and if we go back over to Matthew, and I'm going to pick up on 45, so I'm at 26:45. Then he cometh. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed, not will be betrayed, but he is betrayed, into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Be bold. You know, he says, Behold, as he is at hand that doth betray me. You know, so by the time Jesus finished, he was strengthened.
Yes.
He was ready.
He was ready.
He was ready to go forth with not his will, but thine will be done.
Yeah.
That is what he was ready for. And that was, you know, and what he had said to his disciples was stay here and pray.
Right.
You see,
right.
We know that Jesus knew what was to occur because we know he was also spirit. We know that he already knew the plan.
Right.
And he had given his disciples an entryway into knowing as well. And what is that entryway up to knowing? What God's plan is, what God's will is. That entryway is prayer. That is our entryway into knowing and being prepared and being strengthened for what God already knows is going to occur.
Yes.
So and so when we be watchful and alert, it's like we're just looking, just in prayer, praying that God give me an insight, strengthen me, prepare me for what you already know is coming. And that is such one of the most beautiful things of being in relationship with God, because he prepares us for that which he knows but we don't know.
Right.
And he gives us, he says, why are you sleeping? He tries to tell them, prepare yourself. Because he's basically saying, prepare yourself because it is about to go down. Prepare yourself, you know. And it's truly, it's a matter of oftentimes, and what Jesus had to do, because he was also man, he had to put that flesh to death. And that is shown by the great drops of blood, because it says the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Yes.
So he was purging that flesh from him, putting that flesh to death so that he could carry forth with that cup that he was given. But he knew himself that he needed it to be strengthened. And as being God himself and as also being in man, he knew that the entryway to strength to what he needed to do was through prayer.
Through prayer.
So that's why he spent all that time in that opposite time of what was going to happen in prayer. Because he knew what was to come, and he knew that if he walked in the flesh and not putting that flesh to death, it would have been something different.
Right, right.
And because he knew, he put that flesh to death. And so that is why we have to always be prayerful. He says man should always pray. You see, because that praying is our entryway into being strengthened, into being receiving confirmation, into being able to assist and to aid and to help. That entryway into the move of the Spirit, that entryway into the will of God is prayer. You know, so why we have to, you know, be alert. Just as it says, watch him. This is a time truly that we have to be prayerful. And that, you know, and it's, we can go by Jesus' prayer to know that it doesn't have to be all the these and the thous and the thus and,
right,
and all
right,
of because we know what Jesus said.
Right,
he said,
right.
Father, if thou be willing to remove this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. I mean, it only took that prayer for the angels to come and strengthen him. So it's not like it has to be this great spiritual prayer for the angels to come and strengthen you. I mean, some of us worry that we don't know how to pray right. We don't know what to say. We look at Jesus.
Right.
We look at his word. We look at what he says. I mean, we look at the prayer in which he gave his disciples to pray. He says, after this manner you pray. Right. Our Father, which art in heaven, acknowledge him. Acknowledge his supremacy. Hallowed be thy name. Acknowledgement. And then come the same prayer that Jesus did right here when he was under the supreme pressure. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. That is what he prayed. Not my will, but thy will be done. You know, and so it is not, you know, and you love, you have to love, because the Lord's Prayer covers everything. Give us this day our daily bread, you know,
right.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, but he comes here again and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I mean, so this is the entire framework for prayer.
Yeah.
This entire framework for going in to be strengthened, for going in humility, for going in and acknowledging, you know, that I have sinned, I need forgiveness for. Just that is where he comes in. You know, I have weaknesses I need deliverance from. This is overwhelming my mind. I need peace. I mean, but just to go in, you know, and what's so marvelous with us, in Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we know that oftentimes we may not even know what to pray. But we come before God in prayer, and
he
we
does.
Can have trust that the Holy Spirit will intervene for us, will intercede, will go forth. I mean, but we need not worry that we not know what to say, because Jesus has shown us, as he was about to go into his greatest hour of crucifixion, that it doesn't have to be all of that. It's not all of that. It's just your humility before God and recognizing that I can't do this, but thy will be done. Help me. And allow him to come in and strengthen. Because he will. It is our entryway. It's just the entryway into going into the Spirit, to receiving whatever provision, whatever help, whatever advance notice, whatever we may need ahead of time. So we just bless God that he tells us, particularly during these times, that, hey, you need to be alert. You know, you leave your house, you're going to Safeway, and he said, oh, no, I want you to go to Giant. Because he knows that in effect that person in at the Safeway, so he don't want you to go there at this time.
Right.
But you're going to be safe with just going to Giant. So when you're going out, going on about your way, and he turns you to go another way, don't like, well, the Safeway is right there. But he just said already, no, you go to John. So it's just a matter of just allowing him to lead and guide us. But we get that entryway, in prayer. And that is what Jesus gave to his disciples. Enter you into prayer. And he was telling him, you know, he was Jesus. He knew what was about to happen, but he was giving his disciples at the entryway into all, also being aware and strengthening what was happening. And that's just the marvelousness of how God is. And that's how great he is for us in this season, the very same way, that we just enter in to that entryway in which he's given us. And that door of entryway is prayer unto him to strengthen us during these times. Amen.
Amen. I like what I like what you was talking about, saying, and when you were saying entry, I thought you give a glimpse in, you know, what's coming or whatever through prayer, because with prayer always, like we had talked about earlier, is when God begins to reveal things, he reveal what's coming, you know, he reveal things that we need to do or things we need to put in action. And all those kind of things. But that, again, ties back into having a relationship with him. Amen. I'm not going to be able to finish this, but I'll have to do it another time, because I got quite a few other scriptures. And next time we get Reverend Robin more time to speak. I know she's not gonna think that's funny, but because like I said, but she has so much. And again, I want to thank you, Reverend Robin, for joining us today. I am gonna ask you for any last words you have to say, amen. And to close us out in prayer, okay?
Yes, God. I guess by any last words, that we just come boldly before the throne in prayer, because Jesus has given us that access to just come boldly. And to just be confident in our prayers, just to be confident in whatever you're saying, you know, just come humbly before the Lord and just to know that he just wants to hear from you. And that's it. You know, many of us be uncomfortable with how to pray. What should I pray? You know, how sure to pray? What is the correct way to pray? And let's just give that over to the Holy Spirit, because he already says, I know you don't know what to pray, but I'm going to intercede for you. So we just thank God that we have all of that. But he just wants us to come before him and to talk to him. Amen?
Amen.
So, Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, Lord God. We come thanking you, Lord God. We thank you for this time, for the words that have been spoken, Lord God, the words of encouragement and prayer, Lord God, the words that lets us know, Lord God, that we are strengthened in your prayer, Lord God. So, Father, I speak, Lord God, to myself and to all, Lord God, who may be experiencing times, Lord God, of just overwhelmed during this time of this pandemic, Lord God, that, Father, that we would just all come to you in prayer, Lord God. Just putting our petitions before you, Lord God, just resting, Lord God, and knowing, Lord God, that you do hear us, Lord God. That, Father, that we, Lord God, will just rejoice in the hope that you've placed before us, Lord God, that we would be patient, Lord God, during these times of tribulation, Lord God, that we would just continue, Lord God, instantly in prayer, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you hear us, Lord God, and knowing, Lord God, that you are sending answers and provisions, Lord God, unto us, Lord God. And so, Father, we just thank you for it, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, Lord God, that you, yes, that you care for us, Lord God, that you sent your only begotten Son, Lord God, to die for us, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, Lord God, that you have provided unto us so many tools, Lord God, so many ways, Lord God, in which, Lord God, we can connect with you, Lord God, in prayer, Lord God, in praise, Lord God, in worship, Lord God, in gratitude, Lord God, that, Father, all you choose and all that you desire, Lord God, is that your children, Lord God, will simply seek your face, Lord God, turn unto you, Lord God, and seek you for assistance, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for these avenues, Lord God, and during this time, Lord God, where many of us are sheltering in place, Lord God, where life is not normal, Lord God, that, Father, we would take this time, Lord God, to enter in through these open gateways that you've given us, Lord God, that we can come before your presence, Lord God, with a boldness, Lord God, and that, Father, we will be strengthened, Lord God. We will be given power on high, Lord God. We will be given hope immeasurable, Lord God. We will see the grace that you've laid out before us, Lord God, that, Father, we will be able, Lord God, that our entire being, Lord God, will be steadfast, unmovable in our faith before you, Lord God, because we've come before you through the entry gates that you've given us, Lord God, and you've strengthened us, Lord God, that we are renewed in hope and in love, Lord God. We are renewed for our future, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all of the entry gates, and we thank you for this entry gate of prayer, Lord God. Let us all come boldly in and sit before your feet. It is in the glorious and matchless name of your Son, Jesus, Lord God, that I do pray and say amen and amen.
Amen. Again, everybody, we'll thank you for listening to the Bread of Life. I'm Reverend Ray. And Reverend Robin has joined me today on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Watch and pray. This is a season of watching and praying. Thank you, Reverend Robin, again. I hope that you'll be with me again either on Friday or next month. So we'll talk later about that. Amen. And everything. So, again, you may listen to this broadcast in its entirety, probably about 20 minutes on the different platforms, WhenChristianSpeak.com, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, iTunes, just to name a few. So, y'all be blessed, be safe out there, and knowing always that we are in a season of watching and praying. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, Reverend Rob.
God bless. Amen.
Amen.